Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks for stopping in.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
And, well, no, you're absolutely welcome. When you came in, you said, what a beautiful day.
It's true.
And you're right. It's been some great weather. The heat has kind of died down, so that's good.
Yeah, it was so hot last week, and so it's so nice to have beautiful weather for the farmer's market last night, for the street dance tonight. Couldn't have asked for a better forecast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know maybe some rain a little later on, but you know what?
It's not going to rain. It's fine.
Okay, no rain. Okay. Okay, well, she's speaking into existence. The meteorologist, Lindsay Pasuti. No, I'm just kidding. So, yes, you mentioned that we have the 2nd Street Block Party coming up tonight. And, of course, Big Red Radio is going to be out there from 3 to 5 before things get started. But then at 5 o'clock is when things kick off, right?
That's right. So this is our third annual 2nd Street Block Party. And this year's live music entertainment is by Oreo Meatwagon Trio. They do have a larger band called the Oreo Meatwagon, but this is the trio. And so with the three of them. So we're really excited to have them, kind of a play on words for their band name, if you can guess some of the type of music that they will be performing. But really excited. So we have gate open at 5. It'll go through 10 p.m. tonight, live music from 5:30 to 9:30 with a couple breaks in there. It is a $5 entry and it is 21 plus beer garden area. So just some things to be aware of, to bring your ID, bring cash. We will have a couple options for accepting card as payment, but cash is king always for these kinds of events. So just a reminder to everyone, 21 plus and $5 entry. The stage will be set up on the north side of the street, so over by Ben's Five and Dime, and then the gate entrance will be on the south side by Warford Street by Tin Pig. And so we encourage people to get out and enjoy the evening. Even if you don't partake in adult beverages, still come out and enjoy the music. A lot of our events are free. This is one few events that we do charge admission, so $5 to listen to the band to help cover expenses. And then we do have the beer garden, and all of this is a fundraiser for the chamber. So we do three chamber events that are fundraisers throughout the year, lots of different fundraisers for different things like the fireworks drive and whatnot. But this is specifically to support the chamber, which helps us with staffing and programming and all of the things throughout the year. So we have a big thank you to all of the sponsors, and then thank you in advance to everyone planning on participating. Like I said, that $5 entry and the beer garden area. Area restaurants will be open. Sidewalks, you can still access all of the businesses. Just encourage people to be mindful of the different liquor licenses on that same block. And so we have to keep things separated by law. So that's always something people try to sneak around, but there's only so much you can do for that. It's the law, so we have to keep it separate from the beer garden area. So still waiting to hear if we will have some food on the inside of the barricades, but otherwise people are welcome to bring things in. So we encourage people to take out at the area restaurants, order a pizza, you know, whatever you want to do, bring it in if you'd like to. The junior class will be there selling water and doing a can collection as well as a fundraiser. And so just kind of a chance to get out and support local and have some fun on a summer evening.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great time. And I know this is the third annual one. So like in years past, how has the attendance been? I got to imagine pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to expect. But then you hear groups that are planning on coming out. So this isn't only for reunions, but it's been a nice event to plan a reunion around. So we have a couple groups that are getting together tonight, as we have in the last couple years. So we were just over 400 last year, wow, 2 years ago, and then just shy of 400 last year. So gives you an idea of how many people are coming and going, getting their wristband and enjoying the evening. So encourage people to come out, check it out, and hoping for a similar turnout.
Awesome. All right. Well, can't wait to hear how that went. I do intend to be there tonight. So cool. So thanks for that. Yeah. And then, of course, a couple events coming up next week. There is a senior expo at the Dallas County Hospital, and then also a community job fair at the McCrary Center. So talk about those.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, July 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there is the Senior Expo Health, Lifestyle, and Wellness Fair at the Dallas County Hospital. It is free to attend, and they have coordinated a number of different vendors and guests, resource partners to attend just to help seniors learn about different options that are out there, different topics. So check that out at the hospital. It'll be in the South Atrium. And then that same day, Wednesday, July 24th, 3 to 5 p.m., there will be a community health and job fair hosted by Iowa Total Care over at the Rec Center, and they will have a produce giveaway. The Iowa Workforce Development mobile unit will be there. I think that they have a number of employers there showcasing job opportunities, but then also kind of a resource fair as well. Just another option for gaining information about transitioning, primarily focused on Tyson employees, but open to anyone. That's also free to attend. They're planning on some kids' activities as well. So both great resources, as well as the mobile food pantry at Crossroads coming up this Saturday, 8:30 to 10 a.m. So different resources for the community to check out.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Take advantage of that if that kind of fits your needs. And then coming up next Friday, July 26th, you're having another ribbon cutting.
Yeah, so we just had a really great ribbon cutting last week. We have another one scheduled for next Friday at 3 p.m. We will be formally welcoming MC Snacks to the Chamber Network. So they have been a business in town for a while. They've been a member for a little while, but we haven't been able to coordinate a ribbon cutting. So they are the folks that operate out of the caboose at Caboose Park. And so just kind of making sure people are aware of that and making an official with a ribbon cutting at 3 p.m. next Friday.
What exactly do they offer?
Yeah, so it's concessions out of the caboose. So right along the Raccoon River Valley Trail, there's that old caboose. Oh, yeah. And there's been some kind of food vendor there for a number of years. They rent the caboose from the city. That's where, if people remember, Mex to You was before it was Mex to You. So it was called El Train before they moved to a physical year-round location. And so MC Snacks is the current operator of that space right now. So they do funnel cakes and hot dogs and corn dogs and the concession type snacks. And I think they're going to have free funnel cakes to whoever joins us for the ribbon cutting. So encouragement to come out for that.
Yeah, throwing incentives. So good job, Lindsay. We are speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, what are some other things? I know you're coming up on a big event. So yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, a couple just save the dates. We're really close to the date for the Chamber Open golf outing. Seems like we just have one thing right after the other, which is true. And so Friday, August 2nd, we'll be out at Perry Golf and Country Club, another fundraiser for the Chamber, like I mentioned earlier. So there's still opportunities for hole sponsors, I think maybe beverage and food sponsor, but then also teams. It's not limited to Chamber members, so anyone can participate in it. It is a 9-hole either morning or afternoon or all day. So let us know if you're interested in that and come be a part of that golf outing.
Awesome. All right. Well, really appreciate you stopping in and detailing everything. So again, don't forget about the Second Street Block Party tonight, 5 to 10 p.m. Lindsay, we're looking forward to that. And of course, Raccoon Valley Radio's Big Red Radio will be there from 3 to 5. So
yeah, great. See you guys then.
All right. Well, yeah, take a deep breath and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.